Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Welcome back, everybody, to the zoo that we live in. this is the See You Later podcast. This is episode 3. We have 2 extra guests here today.
Otis and Maybe.
That's right.
Otis likes to stare. It's his favorite thing. Some dogs like to play catch and sit and shake.
Right. He's been doing this for about 5 minutes now, even though we just started, he's been waiting for us.
He'll stand there, here.
Just standing.
The whole time he'll stand. It's okay. Yep. Yeah, welcome to See You Later.
This is episode 3. This is an important episode for me.
Why?
Because this is the last time you guys are going to see unique pants.
What does that mean?
I only own 3 pairs of pants. And you've now seen all of them. So I don't want to hear any comments or bullying about my pant selection from
So we're just going to rotate from here?
Yeah, it's
Are you going to pick one pair and keep wearing that pair, or are you just going to keep
I wonder what would be better.
Can people expect these every 3rd episode?
Sure. Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
Okay, folks, you won't see these pants again until episode 6. 6,
that's right. Yep.
Man.
How are your pants doing?
I look like I'm not wearing any pants. I am. They're good. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I didn't shave my legs, though, so I hope that's not super visible on screen.
We got to get one of these 8K cameras to just do a leg hair cam.
No. I hate that I shaved my armpits before getting ready for this, which my armpits are not showing, but my legs forgot them. So
should you do them live on the air right now?
No, that's disgusting. And there's probably going to be some guy that's like, I like that.
Views are views. You know what I mean?
Gross. No, thank you.
Look at this dude just staring.
Hey, Otis. How are you, buddy?
Should we kick it off with our classic question segment?
Yes, we should. Should I read them today? You want to read them? You read them.
I wrote them shorthand. I already wrote them. Like,
wait, you've seen them?
Yeah, I wrote them.
He's cheating.
No, I got them from the thing. And I wrote them down just so I could.
All right.
First one is from a viewer named Chandler.
Hi, Chandler.
Chandler's a cool guy, I think. I hope. He said, would you rather have a red-pilled son or a pick-me daughter?
I am going to need a little bit Mo info, please.
Red pilled son, I would say, is like an Andrew Tate watching fella, and maybe like some alpha male, like far right kind of guy.
Okay.
And then like a pick me daughter would be like, I don't know, I feel like it's not like slutty, you know what I mean? But it's like in that direction, you know what I mean? It's like
pick me. You think pick me is like that?
It's like in that direction. Pick me does not mean slutty. But I think it's like, they want male attention, I think is the point.
I hate Chandler, first of all. I hate both of these options because I feel like if,
that's the point.
I know, but it's like I failed as a parent if I have a red-pilled son or a pick-me daughter.
Right, but which one's better?
Probably. I think red-pilled son would be fun to roast on holidays, like as a family. Like it could be sort of like we could have a sense of camaraderie by like being like, this loser. Mm-hmm. What did Joe say this week? You listen to Rogan again? Like that kind of thing.
And then he would kind of deserve it. So it's okay.
Right. Where the pick me daughter, I'd be like, I totally failed on this one. The other one is like, oh, you got an iPhone and you got brainwashed by, you know.
That's interesting. I think I have to go RFK. Pick me daughter.
Really?
Because I think the red-pilled son is going to affect people's lives negatively, where the pick-me daughter is going to be like, she just embarrasses herself sometimes.
But I feel like the pick-me daughter might be, no, okay, unpack that a little bit more.
Like, I feel like the red-pilled son would be like on like the internet, like commenting mean stuff and like being a jerk and like arguing with, like trying to wreck the liberals, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And the pick-me daughter is just going to be like, oh, I like Transformers too.
But here's the problem. It's like, what if you have 2 kids and you have a red-pilled son and then the daughter's pick me and she doesn't even believe in the red-pilled bullshit, but then she goes along with it. So then you have 2 red-pilled kids.
But that's the question says, would you rather have a red-pilled son or a
Chandler, I hate this. I want you to know
I'm
that.
I'm going to pick me daughter.
Red-pilled son, because he'd be fun to make fun of.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, question two. If you had to replace your hand with a tool, which tool would you replace your hand with? Like a pirate's hook kind of thing, but like it could be any tool.
You go ahead. I answered the last one first.
Blender.
You'd want blender hand?
Blender hand.
Talk to me about that. You can't just like answer these and be like, blender hand.
No, I don't think like, any explanation I think is needed about that, you know?
Like, is it for like food purposes? Or are you going to like blend your enemies?
Well, it's, I mean, it's anything. A blender is a versatile tool, you know?
It only blends. That's why it's called blender.
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if it would come with the cup. I'm wondering if it's just the
like
spinning.
Like the ninja blender?
I think it's just the spinning propeller thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So maybe I have to attach it into the cup to get my milkshake.
Which, so it's strictly for milkshakeage?
It's versatile. It could do anything.
What would you blend first?
I think I would go on TikTok and I would do like a IRL Fruit Ninja kind of situation.
Isn't Fruit Ninja where it's like, that's slicing. That's not blending.
I know. That's why the TikTok would do numbers, because people would throw a watermelon at me.
And you'd be like, blend.
And I would just and try to get it, but it would kind of just, I don't know. Let's see how it looks.
All right. It's like New Age Gallagher. Is that too old for you? Gallagher, the comedian who would be like, I'm a comedian. And he like smash watermelons on stage. And there was a whole fight with his brother, Gallagher 2. Okay.
If you say so.
Back me up, people. It's a real thing. Okay. What tool? Can I pick a Swiss Army knife, or is that like
no, that's fine.
Multi-tool?
That's fine. Yeah.
But how that's often do boring, you need it, though?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've owned Swiss Army knives. I used the little snippies.
You know,
the only
thing you use a Swiss Army knife for? Is impressing your friends in second grade. It's the only thing I've ever used one for.
You brought a knife to school?
No. You like hang out with them and that they're at your house and you're like, guess what I got? And then you pull out the little bitch blade and like the little Phillips head screwdriver.
And how like, impressed were
sick.
They thought
never,
it was cool?
Yeah, you never actually do anything with it.
Okay. Or maybe I'd have what are those like little grabber things?
Oh yeah. So like, just another hand.
Yeah, but like longer.
Yeah.
And it's like extendable, like a Swiffer. You know what I mean?
I do like that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what I would go with.
Would you have the grabby on the end? I think you should do the grabby on the end. And then maybe like at the halfway point, you have one of the sticky hands. So you could have two.
Like.
So you can grab. But then if you want to, you can also like swing out and do the sticky hands.
Hey, this is my option. You got to blend things. I'm grabbing things at length.
Okay, I want the blender, but on the two propellers, like the two little blades that have sticky hands, so when it spins it's just
slapping it around. Okay. Yeah. I hate this. That's awful. Go ahead. Is there a third question?
There's no third question. That's all we got this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a third question then.
Sure.
Any thoughts on everyone's thoughts on my frozen hot dog consumption as a child?
They're bad people.
Who's bad people?
The people who watch the video.
I thought they were pretty funny. I don't know. My weenie got roasted.
You're getting roasted. You've been getting roasted for about 9 days straight now.
Yes, I have been.
You and the person that gave you the hot dogs as a kid.
Yeah, my Aunt Stella.
A lot of,
I love my Aunt Stella.
A lot of hurtful stuff about
no,
Aunt Stella.
No, I think they just don't understand what it's like to be loved by somebody.
Right.
And, you know, like, just to clear things up, I went to her house and requested this, and she had them there for me because she loves me. And yep, okay.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah. I was pretty rocked by the response on the internet about that, not gonna lie. Cause I thought they were like maybe gonna be like, you know, two comments like that's quirky.
Yeah.
Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
It was like one person wrote, this woman is slimy. And I was like, damn.
People
never been
you,
called slimy
people
before.
People calling you mean stuff, dude.
I know, but it's pretty funny. I hate that I'm like laughing at it because I think I should be more upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also, I'm not even going to get into it.
You know, I love you no matter what.
Hey, I also love you. Thank you for that weird ass Handshake. Sorry you had to watch that, Cam.
What do you mean? Why is that weird?
Huh?
This?
We're far away.
I love you. And. Okay.
This is a. We're going to jump right into it. I have a surprise for you.
Why'd you gulp?
Because I'm nervous. I've been nervous about it for all day.
You've been nervous about it?
I have a new segment for you.
What's the new segment?
And it's going to be.
I don't know what it is.
This is the first time you're hearing that there's a new segment.
I know. You also have said crazy stuff that you're like, what if we did?
So if it doesn't work out, we can cut it.
Do you know about this? And you approved it?
I think it could be good.
No. You're the producer. Did you approve this? I'm right. Scared. Okay.
So you I can don't be mad like at movies, right? As much as a lot of other people, right?
I did not grow up watching a ton of movies.
Right.
No.
So what I'm about to do is pitch you a fake fictional movie, and we'll see if you like it. All right?
Okay.
Cameron, do you want to pull up the first fictional movie?
Wait. What's happening?
So this is a movie poster.
What the?
This is for... This is for Crinkus and Butterscotch. This is about two detectives that fall in love. And if you want to look under your seat, look under your seat, I have a script for you.
No. No way.
And we're going to do a little bit of a table read.
Where is it?
It's under. Straight under. All on the ground. It's on the ground.
Am I literally going to have to crawl?
It's right there. You're so close. It's on the ground. It's not on the chair. There you go.
What the fuck is this?
So this is my screenplay that I wrote last night for this segment. So if you want to flip, before you open it, in comedy we have to branch out and we can get acting opportunities, right? So
with Crinkus and Butterscotch, a love that cannot be denied.
Sometimes you have to, read stuff that you're not fully familiar with, right?
But like,
hold on, don't open it.
Okay, sorry.
The important thing here is that you give a great performance.
Am I Crinkus or Butterscotch?
You're Butterscotch. You're reading
for
Butterscotch.
I was hoping I'd get to be Butterscotch, whoever the fuck that is.
So the important part is try not to laugh. give your best performance. Take your time.
Can I have like a little bit more? Like what's our... Are we like trying to not be in love, but we...
We aren't doing anything. The characters...
I'm getting into character.
The characters are working a case. And what's about to happen is they have gone into a bar after their shift and they're talking about the case. Okay?
Am I about to Brokeback Mountain you?
Okay. So
I've actually never seen Brokeback Mountain.
You're reading for Butterscotch. Okay? Don't laugh. Whoever laughs loses. Give your best performance. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now you can turn the page. Don't read ahead.
I hardly can read.
I know. All right. Interior bar night. Okay? Butterscotch. Take it away.
I've been waiting for this drink all day. How are we going to catch this bastard? You lose. You fucking lose.
I don't know. The leads have dried up since Hiddleston went missing.
Crinkus. I don't think we can keep pursuing this case. Chief Frinkle will suspend us if you keep going behind his back.
He just make the clicking noise.
He's in character. He can have my badge, goddammit. But I love justice. And I won't quit until the pinky toe murders are solved.
I'm not doing this.
Stay in character.
Why do you smoke a cigarette? Like,
I'm smoking a cigarette. Stay in character.
I love justice too, but I love you more. If anything were to happen to you, I'd...
Shh. Just hold me. Just hold me, Butterscotch.
Your grammar is so bad in this.
I won't let anything happen. We can just be here tonight, you and me. Nothing can come between us. Not the chief, not the pinky toe murderer, and not your... and not your...
Is this not even your bitch wife?
And not even your bitch wife? And scene. So would you watch that movie?
Hey, Cam. You're fired.
So would you watch that movie?
No.
You wouldn't watch that? It's Crinkus and Butterscotch. I love that cannot be denied.
The fuck is the pinky toe murderer in Why did my wife get brought into this?
Because we're in love.
You're crying.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay, good, because I got another one. Pull the second one.
No. No, why are they in?
All right. Here, take your second. Take your second.
Holy shit.
Okay. All right, this is called Shrimp Temporal.
No.
This is called Shrimp Temporal.
A shrimp tempura that can travel through time? It's
a shrimp tempura that can travel through time.
What are we doing right now?
We're practicing your acting.
Okay.
This is for your career.
What? Okay.
This is for your career.
I don't have an acting career.
This one, do you want to read for Steven or Shrimp Temporal?
I'm going to let you pick since
Shrimp Temporal because I wrote it.
I can't do this, dude.
Once again, whoever laughs loses.
You lose then.
I did lose it. I've been waiting for that all day. I wrote that last night at 3 a.m. and printed out the screenplays. Here it is.
Were you awake when he did this? Or did he wake? Was he like, I wrote this morning?
I got a cool formatting software, so it looks kind of cool.
AKA probably just ChatGPT?
No, I wrote this.
What's your formatting software? I'm so confused right now.
We're practicing your acting for your career.
Why do I have an acting career now?
Because you're a comedian.
I'm locked in. Who am I?
You're Steven. Okay, Steven only has 3 lines. And there's... So this should be easy for you, all right? And
rude.
There is some like stage direction, so I'll be reading the narrator as well. Okay? This is Interior Laboratory. Steven is watching Shrimp Temporal frantically run around in his laboratory. Shrimp Temporal is about to figure out the secret to time travel. Don't you understand? If I could just get the calculations correct, I'll be able to go back and do anything.
You know I trust you, right, Shrimpy?
You've always been a good friend, Steven.
You lose again.
No, let's see what this puppy can do. Shrimp Temporal and Steven hold hands and smack a big red button on the time machine.
Steam and sparks fly everywhere. The fabric of space-time opens up and our heroes are sucked through. Steven wakes up to blinding light and a familiar pressure pushing on his head. Where are we?
We're on a plane. But the real question, Steven, is when are we?
Okay, when are we?
September 11th, 2001. We have to stop the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center. It's our civic duty. I want to take that again. All right, hold on. September 11th, 2001. We have to stop the terrorist attacks on the World Shrimp Center. It's our civic duty. And scene.
This is why I don't really consume that much.
You know, would you watch this?
Do you want my honest answer?
You tell me you wouldn't watch this?
If you wrote it because I love you and feel obligated, I would watch it.
Look at this badass movie poster, and you're telling me you're not going to watch that.
I think it's a beautiful poster. I have questions.
This segment?
No, I'm so confused.
Do you hate this segment?
I just think it's crazy.
Do you like it? Good, because I got a third one.
No!
I'm kidding. I don't.
I'm really impressed with you.
Is this fun? Did you have fun?
I had so much fun, but I'm also just... mostly having fun watching you cry reading your own stage direction.
I'm mad at myself because all day I've been like, okay, the important part is don't laugh, do the scene.
And you laughed so hard you cried.
I laughed so hard on every word. I couldn't even get out September 11th.
On the World Shrimp Center?
The World Shrimp Center.
Cameron, what the... So, I'm really impressed.
Oh my God. Cameron went to bed and I told him about the idea and I was typing it on the computer and just cackling to myself, imagining this moment. So,
do you know what I think this is equivalent to?
What?
You remember my list of names?
Yes. But you liked it though. You thought it was fun.
I absolutely loved it. I feel like I'm learning something new about you and I'm shocked in like a good way.
And you wouldn't watch either of these movies?
I would with you because you make me watch all kinds of movies. But like on my own, I'm not a huge movie watcher. And I don't know that if I saw Shrimp Temporal or Butterscotch and Crinkus, a love that cannot be denied,
that I'd be like, I'm definitely watching that.
Okay, but you get a shrimp temporal, like it's a shrimp tempura.
Hey, I got it.
Temporal, like time.
Got it.
Okay.
Definitely got it.
Did you like the scripts?
I loved the script. The scripts.
I'm in shambles right now.
Recovering. You're sweating.
I'm sweating my ass off.
That was, I am just like, oh my wow. God. Do you think you'd ever pitch those to like a major, I cannot speak, a major, who does these? I don't know movies.
I'm pitching it right now. So
to whomst?
To the audience, to you, to the world, really. I mean, like, this is my life's work. So like, if you like,
you have to hit one of these.
If you like either of these, maybe like, just let me know and
I think
develop them a little bit more.
I think Krinkus and Butterscotch, that kind of sounds like it's like a second film, like the A Love That Cannot Be Denied.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like that's like the
like a name. Series.
So that's not actually the name of the movie. That's just like the tagline in the poster.
See, I'm learning something new.
See, it just says Krinkus and Butterscotch.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Written by Scott B. Mm-hmm. Hey, I loved it.
Do you think Krinkus and Butterscotch are going to be able to put aside the case and find time for each other?
The pinky toe murderer? Mm-hmm. Like, are they still going to kadoink even though...
Like, it's weighing on both of them, right? Like, they're deeply troubled individuals and...
Does Krinkus... I have questions. I'm sorry. Who... They both be liking each other?
Mm-hmm.
What? That's a good question. Yeah. That's a good question.
No, Krinkus is in love with Butterscotch, but Butterscotch has a wife. You didn't catch on to that?
I know, but I'm saying, like, is this the first time he's here? Like, was that, like, the first profession of love?
No.
So they've just been, like, on the sly?
Well, if you watch the movie, the first act is them figuring it out, and the second act is the pinky toe murderers, and they're trying to solve it, and it's getting in the way of their relationship, and there's some racial injustice themes in the movie as well too that they have to conquer, but the most important thing is their love for each other.
Hey, that's beautiful. No one can be mad at that.
All right, let's cut this entire segment.
Did you watch a lot of Shrimp Quartet last night?
No.
What inspired you with the shrimp temporal?
I was thinking of movies I would write. What do you mean? Did you see the badass poster? I'm pissed that no one thinks that that's a badass poster.
Did you make that?
I told AI to.
Then you didn't.
I prompted it a few times.
I think it's a cool poster. I just think that you probably tore down a rainforest to create it.
Worth it. I mean, he has to stop the attacks on the World Shrimp Center.
Was this the same one?
Did you know that that's where that was going?
No, I had no idea. Honestly, no. Honestly, you know I can't read that fast. So I was in it, just in the moment.
I'm pissed that I botched the delivery. I don't think I'm getting the call back.
I think you deserve one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, we can move on, I guess.
Learning so much right now. I'm like learning a lot about you and your creative spirit.
What specifically did you learn?
What the fuck do you mean? What did I learn? I didn't know you were a screenwriter for gay romance and time traveling shrimp. I think that's beautiful.
I just tell human stories.
No, and one's a shrimp.
Right, one's a shrimp, but I tell human stories, and that is that is love. And the shrimp one I'd say is civic duty, I guess.
Quit saying civic duty. Okay. Okay. Wow. Maybe I'm just a little tired. You know? I worked this morning or into this morning.
Yeah.
A teenager called me the B word.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm processing that.
Do you think that like weighs on your spirit a little bit for your creative juices?
I think it does. Cause I keep like hearing him say it in my head and I'm like, am I a bitch? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I am sometimes, but I felt like I was being like, not when he called me that. So I was like, am I always, you know what I mean? It's sort of like he's given me a little bit of an existential crisis.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure, I'm unpacking that a little bit right now.
Yeah, but I don't think you're a bitch.
Well, except for sometimes he is, one of the first things when we met, how quickly was I like, because he used to just throw that word around. He'd be like, ha, bitch, what are you doing, bitch?
And I'd be like, I don't like that word. How quickly do you think I told you that and like you nixed it?
I don't know, a week or two.
Probably a week or two. You were like really good about it. But now when he really wants to say it, he'll go, you're sort of being a beunch right now.
Beunch.
I'm beunch.
It lightens it, you know?
I don't know why that word gets to me so bad. Like, I don't mind. I think I mind the C word less than the B word.
Interesting.
I know.
That is interesting.
I don't know why.
A lot of people would say that the B word is like the least offensive.
It's not. It just feels so like, blah, blah, like. Like you didn't put any thought into it. You just hate me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like C word, it's like you had to think about it a little bit. Where the B word,
when you
like,
say the C word, you do got to like look around the room, you know, and you got to be like, all right, everyone, I'm about to do it.
You look around the room and prep before you say the C word out loud. You're like, all right, guys, you're not going to believe what's coming up next.
I don't tell him. I'm saying like before you.
He did just say that.
I didn't tell. I don't tell the people in the room.
But right? do you do like the I'm about to say
if
the
I'm
C word
about
eyes?
To say it. I go, should I? And then you decide.
And then you just.
Yeah.
Wow.
But bitch, you can kind of just do it, you know?
I think, I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's aggressive to be like, you're a bitch. I think that's aggressive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like this.
I hated it. Don't flag that as something to clip, you fucking asshole. I saw Cam the quickest I've seen him lean over to take a note. As soon as you said, he said, oh, let's clip that. Let's clip that one. Fuck you. What the fuck?
Oh, God.
No, clip it. No, fucking clip it. He leaned back over to write it. Stop.
Oh.
Oof.
Man, we're cooking with gas, I think, here. How do you feel? I'm saying it's hot in here is what I'm saying.
You are sweating.
I'm pouring sweat. I cannot get over.
I'm tickled by your ability to write. I really think we should do more with this.
Oh, do you? Like a recurring segment?
Please
say yes. Please say yes. Please.
Yes. Can I write the next? I want you to surprise
me with the next one.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think my writing's a little bit different than yours, but I think, you know what I mean?
I'm excited for it.
Okay.
I feel like it really tells, I don't know. I'm excited for it.
Can I not do screenplays, though? You know what I want to do?
What do you want to do?
Maybe I'll just surprise you. I'm not going to tell you.
You can surprise me.
I'm going to hide shit under your beanbag, and you have to pick up the beanbag to find your sheet. I think I'm going to bring back the diary entries that I used to do as a kid, the fictitious ones, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Do you want to talk about them now, or you want to save them for next week?
I can talk about what I did as a kid, if you mean that.
Yeah.
Fill people in.
Yeah, just vaguely, maybe.
Yeah, so just like super relatable stuff. I used to write, I used to write all the time, and I still do. But as a little kid, probably like 7, 8 years old, I would write from the perspective of a little girl whose dad was killed during the attacks on Pearl Harbor, and she became an orphan. And my mom sent me an excerpt from my writing. It said December 8th, 1941. And I wrote, yesterday was real bad, huh? So I think that's more like my we'll do that. I don't think mine's gonna be a movie, but we'll do.
Oh, okay, so you're just gonna read your diary entries.
I just want you to read fictitious diary entries. Yeah.
Oh,
that I wrote. Okay. For you to read.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, sick.
Glad we figured that out. Anyone else you want to, should we talk about more segments that we're not gonna do today but we should do later?
Yeah. Cam, any ideas? Gambling? Sure, we can do that. Love that idea.
You were pretty anti that idea last week.
I know, but there's just so much going on. That, you know?
Yeah,
NFL's about to start.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Probably Shrimp Temporal. I don't know. That's so hard. I hate when people do that. You know what I mean? Because it's all like pre-decided. Everything's a conspiracy.
Right, so who do you think it is?
I think it's going to be, give me a drum roll or something. What the fuck? Keep going. Tennessee Titans.
All right.
Because I want to go to Nashville. And I want people to jump around in Nashville and be like, we won.
We can just go to Nashville.
Okay. Can we go to Nashville?
Why do you think they're the Titans? They should probably rename the team, shouldn't they?
Weren't they an expansion team?
Dumbass name.
Hey, Cam, look that up. I don't know. I just wanted to pick the one with like the cutest stuff. I think they're
have the cutest stuff.
I think they do.
I pick a lot of my sports teams that I like based off the aesthetics.
What do you
Titans
pick then?
Would be on the bottom of my list, I think.
Really?
I think they are the stupidest branding of any NFL team. Browns, maybe that down there too. What's another dumb branding one?
Wow.
49ers, Packers. I hate the arbitrary ones, like the
like reference to historical events and different things in the.
You can't be the whole year. You know what I mean? We're the 2012s. You know what I mean?
Well, they're the 49ers.
No, I get that.
Which century is that?
19.
Nope.
Oh, not
they're
no,
the
no, no,
1949ers.
It's 1949. It's the 20th century. I know what centuries are. Okay.
It's not 1949. Help him out, buddy.
Is it 1849?
See.
Is it 1749?
Bro, it's
gold
not
rush.
1749.
It's the gold rush, right? I think it's 1849. Locking it in. Smack it.
The 48ers. Damn. Alrighty. Why? Okay, pull up the Titans. I want you to tell me why they aren't cute.
It's like baby blue bullshit with stars and shit. What is this fucking Miss Rachel? You know what I mean?
Are you shitting on Miss Rachel?
No, I'm saying she doesn't belong in the damn NFL.
I like the blue. I like the powder blue. Kind of like I hate Ole Miss, but I like the powder blue jerseys.
I don't like the powder blue, dude.
Man, no one's with you on that. Everyone
the flaming. You can't just have a tee and have it be flaming. I don't know. It's just bullshit, dude. They should be like the.
Cam, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Ravens going to win the Super Bowl.
Do you know why they're called the Ravens?
I do.
Tell me.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Recite the poem right now.
No.
Why?
Is that the one that goes like.
You made me recite shit.
Is that the one that's like Evermore or whatever? Like the Taylor Swift album?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
I just thought you knew more than me and I was like prompting you.
Oh, no. It's Nevermore. It's Nevermore. The Taylor Swift album is Evermore, though.
I've never heard either.
You never heard the poem?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Really.
How many? Really? How? Really?
Yep.
I did Edgar Allan Poe. I didn't do them. But, all right. But we did a lesson on Edgar Allan Poe every year, K through 12.
Well, I didn't go to all those years.
Right.
So maybe they did it after I dropped out and was actually.
They were saving it for the end?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
Did you do any Edgar Allan Poe?
No. We did like Emily Frost and
who's that?
Some other girl. Huh?
Let's, I don't know.
No.
Let's standardize some education. You know what I mean? Actually, cut that.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like I got to learn what I wanted to learn when I wanted to.
I guess that's fair. Part of me is like the Department of Education, it's kind of stupid. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people feel that way.
Okay.
But no. Didn't they just like...
You did not participate in school. Like, I know... Oh, shit. I'm going to spill my Celsius. I know that you went all the way through K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
You did the thing. You were not there, though. Like, even though I was a high school dropout, I was locked in. I liked it. I was participating. You were TikToking and dicking around.
It's just because they, like, give us a freaking packet, yo. You know what I mean? Just like teach me
you were bad in school.
Yeah, have you seen the video? Have you seen Give Me a Freaking Packet?
Did you watch this video when you should have been learning something in school?
Probably.
I'm mad because you kind of like famously hate a lot of educators.
When I was a kid, have you heard about the story about like when I learned what hell was?
No.
My mom was like teaching us about like religion.
Like heaven and hell kind of stuff?
Like heaven
okay.
and hell, right? So like heaven is where all like the bad people go. Like if you live like an immoral life.
Heaven is?
No, sorry. Hell is the place where all the immoral people go. Like okay. If you live a bad life, you go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I was just like, okay, so all teachers are in hell. They're just.
And then what?
By
what,
default, you're born, you're a teacher. Buckle up, sweetheart.
What experience made you go that route?
I don't know, man. Can we cut this whole thing?
Oh, my God.
I'm in a pretty bad light here. I just don't like them.
Do you think that you had the, like, good educators?
I think the ones that had the most potential for us to, like, have a relationship that ruined it.
They ruined it?
I was trying my hardest, you know?
Were you being bad?
Yeah. I mean, kind of all the time, right?
Why?
I don't know. I had this, so I got my pilot's license, right?
Okay.
And the first license that I got, I told my teacher. I told one of my favorite teachers.
Okay.
I was like, hey, I got my pilot's license. I'm going to be a pilot one day. And she was like, I would never fly in a plane with you.
That's actually kind of cool.
And I was like, come
That's
on.
Cruel.
I was like, you're supposed to be my leader. You know
but
what I mean?
Was it justified? What'd you do?
I don't know. Bullshit and stuff. I got the license. I don't know. It just times like that where I'm like, oh, yeah, you are going to hell. You know?
To you or to the teacher?
To the teachers.
Be Maybe
nice
both.
Guys. Just be nice guys. If I was a teacher, I would be goated role model. I would put on my best pants, the one of three, and I would... I don't know why I mentioned the pants. I was meaning to say, like, button up and, like... I meant to say, like, whatever, right? I would go in every day with an open heart and a full mind. And I don't know what these phrases are.
Did he just, like, misquote Friday Night Lights?
Is that Friday Night... Is that the football show?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I heard somebody do a joke about it on stage, and they were like, this is, like, a reference, but it's sort of like Friday Night Lights. And I was like, oh, so I sort of get the reference now. Mm-hmm. And that you kind of said something similar to it.
I was trying to give a motivational speech, and I don't know how to do it. I feel like giving motivational speeches is, like, a high school football thing to do, though, you know?
Yeah.
How do they do it?
How do they do the motivational speech?
Do they write them?
I think they probably practice in front of their really tired wife. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're like, Cheryl.
She's
and
like
she's
wine
like,
drunk.
What? And he's like, let me do it. And she's like, what? And he's like, I want to practice my halftime speech. The boys need me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then.
And he's like, one day you're going to look back on this moment and you're going to be like, your hearts were full and your mind was clear or something like that.
Yeah.
And then she's like.
I don't know. I think to be a good football coach, you have to have sort of a intense wife that's like, that ain't going to work. You got to turn it up some.
You do. That's true.
You know what I mean?
That is totally true.
You want these boys to win the regional, national, semifinal championship. You're going to need to bring the heat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you think?
And he's like, you're right, Cheryl.
You think he ever reuses, like the high school football coaches ever reuse?
Yeah, every 4 years. And then whoever failed, that's their fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry you heard a repeat because you repeated.
Yeah, okay.
Super senior. Okay. You know? Did you ever hear the kids in school that were like having to repeat a grade in high school and they would say, I'm taking a victory lap. And we'd be like, no, you're not.
What do they mean by that?
They mean they're taking an extra year to complete the thing that should take you pretty much no time to complete. No, I think it was like their way of making themselves feel better that like they somehow fucked up geometry in ninth grade.
I don't get the victory lap. I don't get the reference.
What?
Like if I shot myself in the leg, I wouldn't be like, I'm taking a victory lap.
You know? I agree. But I'm saying like they would be like, these are the best years of our lives.
I get to take
a victory lap.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's like, no, you're having to repeat because you don't know where a semicolon goes in a sentence.
Right. In between two independent clauses.
I taught him that this
you
week.
Did not. You did not. You said, you don't even know what a semicolon is. And I said, yes, I do. And you said, what's a semicolon? And I said, a semicolon is what goes in between
no.
two independent clauses.
No. What happened
don't
is,
pretend,
this is what happened.
Don't pretend.
Let's
I
be
know
honest.
What a semicolon is.
Let's be honest with the viewers. What happened is.
Mute her, Mike.
You tried to write a loving little blurb in your dad's birthday card and somehow tried to have three semicolons in your. It was like. Dear Dad, semicolon, I love you, semicolon, happy birthday, period, which, what?
The thing
and then you said, love you again, and instead of like, love, like a sign off, like, sincerely, comma, you said, love you, semicolon, Scotty.
The thing about having a podcast is that.
That's what happened.
Only people are going to believe one person, you know what I mean?
And it better be me.
And I could say anything, and she could say anything, and there's no proof. And
I'll bring proof.
I have never put three semicolons in one sentence. That's insane to say. She's trying to frame me. She's trying to frame me like a fucking Dumbo right now. All right?
You're not a Dumbo. I think what happens is you're like, I'm going to write my own rules. And it's like, what?
That's because I go into each moment with a
open heart or
and a clear mind. All right.
And life's an adventure.
Every day's an adventure.
Every day's an adventure. I don't know. The semicolon thing stresses me out. Also, some of your conjunctions were a little wonky.
Yeah, I don't know what a conjunction is, all right? That's the conjunction junction, what's your function thing, right?
Did you watch Schoolhouse Rock as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Every year, K through 12. And that's another thing about the teachers. Stop repeating shit. You know what I mean?
You watched the same episodes?
Yeah, conjunction junction was always in there.
Okay.
And then there was one more, I think, that I
saw. What did y'all do in school? I feel like your experience in school was so different than mine.
It's insane,
you watched
honestly.
A lot of shit. Like, we didn't watch. We watched 9/11 on TV.
Well, that's because they had the big-ass fucking heavy-ass TVs.
That they rolled in?
That you rolled in. Tube TVs.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
How old do you think I am?
When I was in school, they would just, like, push shit to your phone. You know what I mean? They'd be like, everyone pull out your phone. And they'd push a bunch of shit to it. You know what I mean? No rolling out TVs and bullshit.
They did roll out TVs when I was in school.
Yeah. And you get, like, a frail old teacher, right? And she's like, you know, I don't know. Be younger. I don't know.
What the fuck? No, I'm saying, like, I feel like you watched a lot of stuff and, like, did busy work as a child. And maybe that's why you didn't like school. Because it just seems like you went to be babysat with, like, workbooks.
That's literally what it is. It's literally babysitting.
No. See, I feel like, no. No.
Because they would talk to us.
I loved school. Loved it.
What was good about school for you?
I mean, like, name a grade. I will tell you.
Three.
Mrs. Dillard. One of the best teachers ever.
Hot.
I would not describe her that way because I have respect for her and I was focused on her a bit. Okay. No, she was wonderful. She, oh my God, we read Fig Pudding and she cried reading this book to us. And I remember being like, that was kind of the first time I was like, oh, like literature can move you. And like it moved all of us. And there was like just a pile of 8-year-olds sobbing at the end of Fig Pudding with Ms. Dillard. And we had like this moment and we all like hugged. Also, third grade is the year when I invited my celebrity crush to my school and he came. Mm. And because he came, celebrity crush was my local meteorologist, James Paul Dice. Shout out Huntsville, Madison, Alabama area. I don't know if you even look him up. I love you, JP Dice.
I've always wanted to see this fella.
God, he's what? I was in love. Let's go.
Allie, that's not what I thought he was going to look like. Allie, that is not what I thought he was going to look like.
Stop.
Oh, look, he's a pup.
I love him.
That is.
Look at that. Look at that. Smash, smash, smash.
Allie, you're crazy.
I wrote this man when I was 8 years old and I said, Dear James Paul Dice, please come to my school. And he did. And he, I don't even know if I've told you this. He brought like the weather station helicopter and me and my mom got to go in the helicopter with him.
You sit next to him?
Yes.
Do you guys touch like, you bump your leg up against it?
I was 8 once more.
I'm just saying, were you trying to?
And then I got back on the ground and all the teachers were mad at my mom and me because they were like, that was a huge liability. But third grade, fuck awesome. Me. Loved it. Yeah. Fourth grade, also awesome. Miss Smetzer.
But do you ever repeat stuff? Did you ever do?
I mean, like we built on things that we learned the year before. Here's another thing. I'm from Alabama, right? Mm-hmm. People shit on Alabama all the time. I think where I lived for the majority of elementary school, even though I moved 11 times before dropping out. Actually, this is not going well. The schools I went to were very high quality and they really cared about us and our educators were nice. I don't know what happened to you in Florida, but.
I read The Crucible 3 times.
You read The Crucible 3 times?
I read The Crucible 3 times. I've seen every episode of Bill Nye 7 times.
Wait, okay, so you're 2 years older than him. 3 years? 2 years? Two and a half? Is this true?
Yeah, we read a lot of the same shit. Every
year. Over and over and over?
You would literally go from year to year and they'd be like, all right, pull out your crucible. And you're like, fuck.
Like, would you build on it, though? Would they be like, oh,
probably,
8-year-old Scott couldn't handle this?
They were doing it, but like, we got it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
We got it. And they're like, but like, let's think deeper. And you're like, we understand it. I promise.
No.
That's why they're all in hell. And they deserve it.
I hate that for you.
Yeah.
I keep thinking of shit from third grade. That was awesome. Like I want to.
The only cool thing I ever did in elementary school was the egg drop. You ever did the egg drop?
Did you just throw up in your own mouth?
I tried to.
Gross.
You still think it'd be funny to do that?
Gross. The egg drop? Mm-hmm. I feel like we didn't all get to do it, but I remember it being maybe something like the robotics team did where they like built, you'd build like a parachute or something so like your egg didn't crack. Is that right?
Yeah, there was no, there were some boundaries, but it wasn't like they didn't recommend anything. And that was the cool
No,
part.
No, no. Like the kids got to build
yeah.
whatever they wanted to build. And then we all watched as like the nerds dropped their eggs. And then like whoever's egg survived won.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do? I bet I know what you did.
Go ahead.
Did you put it in some sort of like very viscous?
No, that's for pussies. If you put your egg in a fucking jar of peanut butter to beat the egg drop, fuck you.
Cam is looking panicked. Oh, no. Cam, did you do the peanut butter? Oh.
Did you do the peanut butter?
I made it to the last.
You are a pussy, dude. Grow up, dude. I don't know.
What was your move?
It does work. That's the thing. I did parachutes. So I did like a crumple zone on the bottom.
How old are you doing this?
I was in second grade.
Wow.
I did a crumple zone on the bottom, and it was like in like a little basket with a crumple zone. And I did
how many
like,
times is he going to say crumple zone?
And so with the crumple zone, and so I had three bigger parachutes. Like they got bigger and bigger, and they were made out of construction paper.
Wow. Yeah. Ours was pretty sick too, because like all of the kids that were doing this, which they weren't that young. That's really impressive that some 8-year-old's coming up with that. But these, I think we did it when they were like 11 or 12, but all their dads were like rocket scientists at NASA in Huntsville. So then like they all had, they were like, well, according to the trajectory, and I'm like, want a frozen hot dog, but I don't know. That's really cool.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you should have had teachers that like,
we had a teacher. I did have a teacher that was awesome. Don't think she's in hell.
She's probably not dead.
I don't know. She was like 30 when I had her, so.
So she's 35 now?
It was like 15 years ago.
Okay, so she's 45.
Okay. Anything could happen, all right? I don't know. Well, we were learning about rocks. And they did it with candy. So we had like, I'm gonna show that I don't remember the lesson, but like the sedentary rocks where they would take a bunch of candies and they would like step on them and like swish them together.
Okay.
And they'd have like the layers
yeah.
And then we did like igneous where we melted sugar and then turned it into like a glass and then we ate it.
Yeah.
So we were like learning about rocks and shit. Pretty cool.
What's your favorite rock?
What's the other one? The one I didn't mention.
Metamorphic.
Fuck metamorphic. Sedentary is my favorite. I like the layers. What about you?
I like mica.
Is that the one with the holes in it?
It's like flaky.
Mm.
And I remember being excited in Ms. Diller's class in third grade when we got to play with them. And like you had to like test the hardness and we had to do the scale. And we were all like, when mica like crumbled everywhere. The crumple zone was real. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you rated them with like all the different things.
I think, is it the Mohs scale?
Yeah.
Am I wrong on that? I don't know. Whatever.
But it would be like I can't think of a single attribute that we tested for. But there was like, you know, there's like 10 things that you test for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had to classify them. And part of the test was like, they'd give you a rock.
I did that 3 years in a row.
What? Florida education is, come up with a bad adjective.
Dumb.
See?
Are you looking up the scale for rocks?
What are you looking up?
Yeah, Mohs scale.
Pull it over. I want to see. I want to watch your search.
I want to think of one. It was like, there was one that had to do with like the shininess of it. Can't remember what it was called. It had a cool name, though.
Reflectivity-ness. I have no idea. Geologists have a crazy job.
It rocks.
It rocks. That's pretty funny.
Thank you.
It wasn't.
Fuck.
I'm sorry. I do love you, though. Cameron, what are you looking up over there?
Really,
you're like,
that shows all this stuff?
I want to talk about my thoughts on... I came up with a conspiracy theory the other day.
Okay.
Kind of briefly shared it with you.
You're big into conspiracy theories.
I'm not really.
You are.
I'm not big into conspiracy theories. I just don't trust the government. Is that okay?
I think that's fair.
Specifically, I don't trust the government when it comes to like giving us clean water, air, you know, like the things we need mm-hmm. to live. Because I think they like disguise things around us by being like, everything's fine. Look, you have Pokemon Go and you're eating every day. But then like we're like poisoned all the time
sure.
by the shit around us, by man-made chemicals. Thanks, Monsanto, 3M and whatever. Anyway, so, okay. So I think that haunted cities, name a haunted city.
New Orleans.
Name another haunted city.
Salem.
Name another haunted city. I'm telling you, with all of these, we can prove this. Cam can probably help me prove this.
I don't know any other haunted cities.
Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure there's some in like Charleston, right?
Okay.
When you go on these haunted tours, right? And then you like take pictures on the tours, what happens in your picture in the camera? Like you like snap a picture. They're like make sure you get flashes on because
the orbs.
The orbs. And they're like, that's a ghost. That's not. That's probably.
Can we see one of these Orby pictures?
Orby picture.
Haunted.
Is he still looking up rocks? I think he's just smashing his fingers on the keyboard. Yes. Okay, click one of these.
Spirit orbs.
This is, yeah, look at this. So, oh, it even says orbs debunked. See, these motherfuckers are selling this shit to us. They're like, you should come to Savannah and you should go on our tour and look. If you take pictures, you can see the ghosts. I feel like these are highly contaminated cities that have boof ass air quality, and they're like, but we could market it. And then they make us take pictures on tours at night
of the mesothelioma
and yeah. the plutonium or whatever else in the air.
Is it meso?
It depends on who you ask.
I'm asking you.
If I'm saying it, if I'm mimicking the way that they say it in daytime television lawsuit commercials, they're like, if you have this and that mesothelioma, then call the law offices of. But if I'm just saying it, I'd say mesothelioma.
I think they say mesothelioma.
I've watched a lot of daytime TV.
More than me?
100%.
Name every commercial.
Name every commercial. You want to sing it? Oh, I lost another loan to Ditech. Call J.G. Wentworth.
All right, no free ads. 877. No free ads. Cut
nah.
It. Bleeper.
They no deserve ads. It.
I don't think so, right? Aren't they like a
predatory? Those are earwigs.
But isn't the J.G. Wentworth like a predatory? Like
it doesn't matter because probably the old guy who didn't make a ton of money from writing that jingle needs his flowers.
I think your logic's off there.
Why?
We're not giving him money.
Yeah, but it's a timeless piece of art, what he created for J.G. Wentworth.
Look up who wrote the J.G. Wentworth
thing. There's a whole TikTok where his family is singing it to him around the table, and he's like crying because it's like his magnum opus.
Do you think he wishes it was something else?
No. What do you mean? Okay. Everybody, do you know that song?
Yeah.
Sing it.
877 cash now.
Okay, he was wrong, but.
Doug Hull. Okay, but you don't think that he wishes he wrote like...
No, he created a Gilbert and Sullivan style opera for the commercials. I mean, like, bro knew ball.
I'm saying, do you think he's happy that that's his magnum opus?
I think anybody would be happy. Here, let me tell you another thing that makes me mad. You ready?
Answer the question.
I am going to answer the question. I don't think he's mad about it. I think he's tickled pink that that's an earwig that everybody be singing. And you're walking around. I know once a week I sing that to myself, right?
Okay.
So what I'm going to say is I don't like the people who are like, you know, what's the guy's name on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air who does like the, and he's Carlton. Mad about it because he got kind of like pigeonholed for that. Stop.
That's a crazy take.
No, if you get recognized for something and then something that you do is so memorable that anytime you walk up to somebody, they do it to you, and it's not like malicious or like, you know
so
what I mean?
If you were a frozen hot dog girl for the rest of your life,
I would be happy.
That's crazy.
Because it's like, oh, you're reminding me of something special that I did with my beloved aunt, and I made you giggle on the internet. You're welcome.
I'd rather write like Interstellar
now,
or something.
Yeah, if you run into Casey Anthony and you're like, or whatever, every time you see her, I'm sure she doesn't want to be remembered for that. Right?
I'm saying,
but like, if you remember me for being frozen hot dog girl,
opera guy, and you write something for a predatory like loan shark kind of vibe business, and that's what you're known for the rest of your life, you can be like, I wish it was something cooler. I'm just saying that's allowed.
I think you can find predatory characters in every single thing that we're talking about. Even like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Oh, who broadcasted that? Oh, who? I'm sure there's predators in that. What are you saying?
I'm saying that if you make a piece of art that other people really like, but you don't really like.
Okay.
You're allowed to go like, I wish it was something else that you guys liked.
Yeah, but it's also like you shouldn't sign on to something that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. Cam, what are your thoughts? Agree. With who? Don't just say agree.
He's neutral.
Bro, I can't. Are you serious? Like, what would you be upset if you were, like, of the things you've done in your life and comedy and whatnot so far, what would you be like if people
if
came up to you?
Everybody loved Tip is Too Long, What Are We Jousting? I'd be like, you know?
Which one would you be proud of that you'd be like, what if they were like, dolphins?
We do talk about dolphins a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if being known for one thing
only. That's a really good dolphin noise.
That was really good.
Do we Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I wonder if like being known for one thing is a bad thing. Just kind of period.
No. I mean like name a person, they're known for one thing. George W. Bush did 9/11.
Yeah.
Hitler, bad.
A lot of people aren't known for just one thing though.
Anne Frank wrote stuff in a diary.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia O'Keeffe, vagina painting.
Yep.
Salvador Dali probably did acid.
Are we going to keep listening to them?
Yeah, what? I'm saying like all, everybody is known for like their one thing, right?
I don't think saying like vagina painting or whatever, I don't think that's the same as the Carlton.
I think it is. It is.
Because one is a medium, like one is like a genre, you know what I mean? And the other one is at a specific action. Did he just Google vagina painting?
Do not Google vagina painting. Why did we give him the internet?
If I was...
Pull up Georgia O'Keeffe really quick.
Show me her labia.
Of the paintings that she does, her watercolors. Wow. Look at the vulva on that one.
Well.
I love them. That's her with her painting.
They are powerful though, aren't they?
I think so. And she's known for that, right?
Right, but it's not one painting.
She is known for the feminine figure coming through her floral paintings.
Yeah, but that's not this.
Yes, it is.
It's not the same thing.
It is.
Cut that, by the way.
Do it one time. Why is that not the same thing?
I'm saying if that's like me being like, oh, Ali O, she's known for comedy. That's awesome. You know what I mean? But if you're like, oh, she's the chick that ate the frozen hot dogs, then you're.
But Georgia O'Keeffe doesn't just paint, you know, vagina.
Only one non-vagina.
There was, but I'm saying what we know her for.
Those are.
Where is this?
Hey, that's a pussy.
Why?
Hey, go to the next one. Go to this mountain. Pussy.
Stop saying that word. I don't know why the way you're saying it is making me like nauseated.
Say that one.
Stop.
No, that one's just some flowers.
But you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, show me another one. Vagina.
Stop.
They're all vaginas.
What I'm saying is Carlton. Oh my God, what's his name? Alfonso Ribeiro? I think it is.
Okay.
Him doing that one character? What? What is so funny?
Wait, what's his name? Alfonso Milanto?
No, I don't want to mess it up. Is it? It's Alfonso Ribeiro.
Just knows perfectly the answer.
Okay. What?
Wait, what's Pythagorean theorem? A plus B squared equals C squared?
Stop it. He is upset that he is recognized for one type of painting that he did,
right,
is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And he does other types of paintings.
One painting specifically.
But he does that in multiple episodes.
Yeah, he repeats the painting.
Just like Georgia.
Those are different paintings representing the same themes about one thing. That's
right.
Different.
And he does that dance in a celebratory sort of like goofy tee hee ha ha jovial thing.
He doesn't do it in a funeral. He doesn't do it in a...
He might if there is a scene where they could be like, Aunt Helen died, and he's like, you know what I mean?
I don't know why.
I don't know. I feel like that's the same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Okay. Fine.
All right. Agree to disagree.
I agree that you're wrong.
Hey, you know I love you no matter what.
Love you.
What the fuck?
What the heck? I hate though.
What do you want us to do?
Something. That's better. Okay.
What are you looking forward to this week?
Another stand-up showdown, round two.
Round two.
Eight comedians traveling a collective multiple thousands of miles to come to little old Gainesville to compete. And I'm just so excited. Last week was so fun. There was an incredible turnout. The place was packed out. Everybody was participating in voting. Some of the competitors, like the face-offs, it was unbelievable how close the voting was between.
So close.
Like, it was, like, when we did the math on the percentages, it was, like, a matter of, like, a couple of votes that decided some of the people getting pushed to the second round. So, like.
And everyone did great. It was
everyone did incredible. Holy cannoli.
Great time.
Yeah. You were on the panel. You twerked.
I did twerk begrudgingly.
Begrudgingly?
Because there was a time where, so she opens up, like, the poll for people to vote on, and the thing wasn't working, right? Like, it was giving you errors and stuff.
So yeah, it kind of 404 errored on me.
Yeah. So there was a lot of like a dead time.
Everybody's told me they thought that was funny though, which like makes me feel a little bit better because yeah, I was like it wasn't shitting my pants.
It was not catastrophic, but I'm sure it was awkward like for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so to ease the tension, she said, "Oh, Scott, you should dance." And I'm like, "I don't want to dance." And they're like, "Dance." And then I get up and I twerk and then nobody laughs.
Well, I thought you were going to do, he's a really good dancer.
She says this all the time.
He is.
She's never seen me dance.
That is not true.
Until you make me do one of these like dances and then you're like,
get up and dance.
I'm
get
not
up and
dance. You tell, she'll go to a random person. She'll go to like a stranger at like a bar or something. And she'll be like, he's a really good dancer. And then I have to be like, no, I'm not. And she goes, yes, you are. And then I got to be like, no, I'm not. And you think that I'm doing it to get out of dancing? I'm just telling the truth. I don't know what you want me to do in those situations. So stop it.
Carlton, is that what you said?
So stop it.
I won't. I'm so sorry. I want to celebrate your different abilities. And I think that that's like a hidden talent of yours. I think people don't expect that you can hit the Kwan. But he can.
You know who hits the Kwan?
Who hits the Kwan?
Like 11-year-old girls. I think.
Okay. It's a... Everybody loves this dance. It spans generations, dude, and you hit it
you
the hardest.
You don't know what hitting the Kwan looks like.
That's not true.
Do hit the Kwan just vaguely.
I'm not.
Just vaguely. Just tell me.
It's like a windmill forward with your hands, and you hit the Kwan. You tiptoe a little bit, something like that. Right?
No.
Okay. Pull up hit the Kwan.
Does not know what hitting the Kwan is.
I think it is.
Just mime it a little bit.
I will not.
Why?
Because
you don't know.
Because I'm sitting down. I don't have my dancing shoes on.
It's an arm movement.
You hit it. You hit the Kwan.
This is hitting the Kwan.
What are we doing?
Your knees.
I want to see an actual video of it.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Bend your knees.
Swing your arms back and forth.
Okay, you swing them. Yep. Yep. What is this? How to hit the Kwan? Why is it?
The gifts for oh,
he's cleaning his pair of sneakers off. If you can't tell,
oh, he shows the
belt. Oh,
there's more to this. I thought it was just the arm thing.
Oh my gosh!
Please watch your step, cause I'm feeling myself. I remember this song.
Okay, now he's just doing extras.
No, he's flowing a flag on the play.
These are the lyrics. Also, I thought he was white from the bottom down, and then they showed his face, and I'm glad we got that cleared up. You know what I mean?
Dude, I love how
that's.
Wait. Go blah, da, 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 da. Okay, what?
You're skipping too fast through these steps, I think.
No. I want to read the next. Okay, so this is a move. This move is a play on the character Rambo, who fires a machine gun from side to side. Your foe shooting should go along with the sound effects of the song.
WikiHow
is ridiculous.
Miss
Look alert.
Buddy,
with
get some help.
Oh my God.
Go down.
Go down. Finish your breakdown with a pull
Dude,
up on
I
the block.
It was just the arms. I don't know why there's so many steps.
Also, I don't know why I called that a windmill.
Oh, and then you do the hit the Kwan sequence.
Hit the Kwan.
Is that for other dances too, you think?
Oh, 100%. Teach me how to Dougie.
Teach me how to Dougie, dude.
No, my God. No, but you really can dance.
I don't know why you think that.
I've watched you dance. I like dancing with you so much. There's been multiple times where we've been out and you're like, what do you want to do right now? And I'm like, I just want to dance with you. And you're like, yeah, let's go home. I'm like, what? You like dancing more than me.
Dancing is the worst. It's like the most uncomfortable I think I've ever been.
You get uncomfortable when you think about you as a child at you've told me this, at dances when girls would try to twerk upon you.
That is one example for sure.
And you said, I didn't know where to put my hands or what to do. No one teaches you. Where was my dad?
It's easy for the girls. The girl, it's like, okay, rub your ass on his crotchal region, right? Duh.
Yeah.
There's no instruction. It's a very passive activity is being twerked on.
What did you do with your hands when it was happening? You did slow snaps?
To the beat of the song.
What song was that?
I don't remember. I was ringing in my ears because of how embarrassed I was.
You were embarrassed that a girl chose you to do like a dance with?
I was embarrassed because I thought like, okay, this is my ticket. You know what I mean? Like, she twerks on me. We're sealing the deal. You know what I mean?
What deal?
Sexual intercourse.
Oh my God.
Let's keep up, all right?
I hate that men are, it's like, they're like, she's dancing on me. We're doing it.
I'm sorry. If you twerk on someone, you're 80% of the way there.
Okay.
If there's any dance that seals the deal.
What to do when a girl twerks on you? Oh my God, I want to read this.
Okay, if you're in a club or social setting and interested in dancing with her, consider the following. Assess her interest. Before engaging, check for signs that she is intentionally dancing towards you. Yeah. Engage with a touch. Gently place your hands on her hips or waist and move with her. Your touch should be a subtle invitation, not a forceful one. Mirror her energy.
To establish
smile and vibe. Hey, you know what I'm not doing?
Show us a smile. Do what they're telling us to do. Ew. Why did your nostrils flare?
That's my go-to getting twerked on.
If you twerked on me like that.
Just don't twerk on me and it'll be fine.
Hey, guess what I've never done? That.
Good. That's where we're match made in heaven.
I like how there's a how to protect. Go scroll down one more little bit. How to protect your relationship section if a girl is.
If you're in a committed relationship and another girl twerks on you, how do you handle it?
Walk away.
There you go. Step one.
A girl twerked on me. Can you imagine like having to go to your partner and be like, somebody twerked on me.
So before he walks away and he gets twerked on, right? Yeah. And then he goes and he talks to his significant other about it, right? And she's okay with it. Because he walked away, right?
Okay.
But there's still some time where he got twerked on by another girl. How much time is too long?
I gotta be honest with you. Maybe this is bad. To know that you would be so uncomfortable and that you'd be snapping and flaring your nostrils, I would let it happen as long as it possibly could.
Yeah.
For my own personal enjoyment.
That's fair.
I'm sorry.
That's fair.
I'm a bad guy for that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Why? I've never seen your nostrils flare until just then.
You're trying to sniff it, dude.
Okay, we're done.
You gotta get the air.
Actually, cut that.
You gotta get the breezes of air.
You're done. You're done. He's done.
Oh God, this is the worst episode. We gotta refilm this immediately after. This is the worst thing we've ever done. I think.
Know it really is. We're done.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Do you love me still?
I absolutely do.
All right. Should we get out of here?
Yeah.
All right. Buy some merch.
You just told you to buy some merch?
Buy some merch, everybody. Listen to our stuff other places. Follow us. Subscribe.
Yeah.
To us and stuff.
This has been a... Try that again. Don't... Hey, cut that. This has been a fun third episode of See You Later. I'm Allie. This is Scott. We're with Tail Whip Comedy, and we like you so much. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.